Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Kels, when you and your sister sing, do you hear that? You see how that, it's like a
yeah,
moan almost.
It is. Because
they
can
hear
it.
Absolutely
no.
is. Fuji,
it's from
you
in
hear
their
it?
Bones. Oh, for sure. I mean, the first time we heard this, Fuji and I were like, what are they, what's happening here?
But now you know they're feeling the song.
Right.
It's just
just like you guys, I'm feeling Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is the new
Friday.
You guys, we fooled them again. We made it through the week. Another fine set of scams onto the greatest, well, the greatest scam could be life. I'm going to say the third greatest scam, Friday.
I love that.
Wait. Friday's a third, easily top five great scams
five,
in
top
life.
Top five. I mean, what beats Friday besides life?
Well, I don't know. I only
girls,
have so much of
these
it.
These girls really get me.
I just, I see
I really love that one.
Boogie, boogie all night long, you guys. Regular guys, regular gals, regular theys and thems, everybody. It's your day. Sorry, partners. Sorry, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, siblings, children,
dogs.
Parents, aunts, uncles. Yeah, dogs. Oof.
Sorry, kids.
I let them, it's still their day, but we're cool. They kind of, okay. Yeah. But still. It's your day, and what a day it is. Kelsey, Alexandra Meyer, DJ, Pooji Pooj, and if you are noticing me being a little more energetic than normal,
you are.
Or as we say back home, normal.
Normal.
A couple of swigs of Bulletproof coffee, and...
And...
An hour removed from my first colonic!
Woo!
Oops, sorry.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Well...
Kevin went to the most wonderful woman, pure little spirit soul. Kevin got so excited, he actually knocked his headphones
yes,
out of
yes,
the jack.
I did.
Yes, that's true.
So sorry.
But he's back. We're listening to the girls.
It was a little trippy, kids.
Yeah.
The whole colonic experience.
Yeah, it's a
we'll
lot.
Talk about that today. Want to touch on the Heel Squad experience we had this week. If you're Patreon member, you know. If you're not a Patreon member,
become one.
Yeah, these heel events are incredible. We had my personal guru, one of my gurus, Dr. Kim DeRamo came on, and definitely want to talk about how our body is our teacher, and so many of the lessons she shared with us. I will talk about the colonic, and what I'm hearing is why it may be something we should all do more of. I want to share some information on grounding that I picked up. Very interesting.
I love it.
And I mean, like legit electrical grounding, not just like being grounded as a
right.
human being, but actually being physically grounded. Which kind of blew me away a little bit. Not going to lie. RGF bonus. We have some more retro people to run by the girls to see if they they would have sex appeal in today's day and age. Or wait, or would they? No, I'm sorry. Would they be courted in today's?
Courted.
Would we swipe right?
Yeah, there you
or
go.
Is it left?
There you go.
It's swipe right.
Right.
Yeah. Swipe right. Uh-oh.
Oh, and we have a surprise visit from Queenie, herself.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. We're loud because it's Friday, B.
Maria looks cool in her backwards hat.
Yeah, you do, and it's the right one. It's okay. So these are what we call regular people problems.
That's right.
Luckily, you married a regular guy. Yes.
A regular guy knows how to jump a car. He put 50 cables on it, and I just had a heart attack trying to.
They're like, and they're like, nope, battery's dead. Needs a new battery. I'm like, no.
You're like, actually, no.
Not when you are a regular person and a fine consumer. And let me just recommend this. I'm going to leave you on the before I take a break. This little regular guy tip, guys, for the woman or the man of the house. Amazon has portable batteries that plug into your wall. They charge up real nice. It's a portable battery pack. It's got two charging cables on it, so you can always tow any car.
And you just like put it in the back of your car or something?
You put it in your back of your car, you put it in your garage. Very nice. And there's a model for a few dollars more. And these are like within $100 to $200. A few dollars more will actually have an air hose on it as well.
Whoa.
To inflate tires or, you know, inflatables, rafts, things like that. It's a really nice little thing to have. I'm going to go, you know, dismantle mine now so Queenie can...
Thanks, everybody, for understanding.
And with that, we will be right back on this Regular Guy Friday.
In a jiffy.
In a jiffy. No, honey, the microphone's in the front, honey.
She tried her best.
Right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. Delightful.
That move gets me every time.
The girls in the back doing it. Just so simple.
Doing the most.
I love it. I can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Damn, look at him go.
You guys, a little bony M. Right? Who's not Daddy Cool on a Friday? I am Daddy Cool. I'm telling you, the colonic?
Rage Daddy Cool?
Maybe. I think we sucked out Poojie. I think we sucked out all the old boomer out of me.
Nice.
And yes.
That's amazing.
Leaving only the what?
the young,
the daddy cool.
Boss. The daddy cool.
Look at my guy. Now later on, an RGF daddy bonus for the six people who hang on. I'm going to show you some other dance moves from a fine white dancer.
Oh,
you know,
just
it's different.
I'm excited.
Different. Anywho, well, God, Queenie. We went and got Queenie's Queenie's little Jeep, her little Barbie Jeep running.
Good.
And off she goes with her little little battery Jeep down the driveway. I'll say something that's really funny. So this Joe Dispenza thing that Queenie is doing. I mean, you saw her come in here. The backwards hat.
I know. Bebopping
a rap. Well, you know what I did, guys?
What?
You know, because the writer's mind has to come in the imagination. So we were the other day. I mean, like things that would just get her so angry, like the Bluetooth speaker in the shower I have for my shower speaker would randomly go off because it's hooked up to my phone. Uh-oh. Oh, no. What, the Jeep died? You got cocky, boo. Okay, then. So, one more quick break and we'll be
right back. We're getting all our breaks out of the way.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps his bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Yes, coming to you on Reggae Guy Friday with the great Connie Francis. Now, I want Kelsey and Pooja, I want you to know something.
What?
To ignorant masshole Bostonian Italians like myself, when we thought of Greeks and Greek music, this song, Never on a Sunday, was like,
what you thought of?
Yes, that was like, oh, it's a Greek song. Well, did I know?
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday.
Monday? That's right.
Wow.
See, and she'll take you all the way to Saturday.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, you can kiss her on a Tuesday. I'm in. I used to love the Tuesday night hookups back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Right? Wednesday was nice.
Wednesday was nice.
I mean, Tuesday would be rare.
Yeah. Not for the AM.
Yeah, but not on a Sunday. No. That's a day of rest.
Is that what she said?
Anyway, I will tell you guys.
So, wait, how's the Jeep, though?
Okay, what, the Barbie Jeep?
Yeah, how's the Barbie? I was getting 911 texts.
I had to hook it all back up and get it charging, and God love Violetta because she. I'm like, Violetta, this is what I need you to do. You know, it's funny. I think, you know, we have so many different editions of Regular Guy Friday. This may be the ADD edition. I'm not sure.
Oh,
like but here's that. What I am sure of. Any act of joy, pleasure, or self-care on my part is met with something to disrupt it. Always. My premiere at Tribeca for my film, Joe and Maria fought the whole night.
Of course they did.
Yeah, ruined. The whole night was... And again, now I have evolved enough to know that I would let them ruin it, but I will say that I'm still, true. 20 years later, not strong enough where they'd ruin it again.
Funny.
So now it's almost fun. Like, if I want something to be disrupted, then all I have to do is do something for myself.
Oh, my God.
And then, yeah, wow. I can. I just look at the watch and go in. 3, 2, 1.
Amazing.
But... Anyway, I think all you moms who run households and dads, you guys all know what it's like. So whatever. We love to be loved. But the Joe Dispenza thing, I am telling you, like I was saying earlier, Queenie, you know, the things that would get her so angry and so upset and just, you know, like a lot of people who are super sensitive and highly intuitive, noises bother them. You know, different frequencies really annoy them. I noticed this was Adam Carolla too. And I remember saying, because you have a big antenna, you have this great understanding of mankind, or humankind, but it comes from this hypersensitivity and awareness. But then it's like your giant antenna that's just picking up everything, you know, where, and I have a little bit of it, but I can like, but again, I was always growing up in a fine shame-based environment as the youngest, you just had to find ways to work around. There was no like, this annoyed me.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You put on headphones, you eye masks, whatever. Yeah. You ran, you hid.
Yeah.
And I'm, by the way, and I'm grateful for it now too, because I love the fact that I can play through
and work around.
We're always saying this in the house. Mm-hmm. You guys play through, mm-hmm. just play, breathe, play through. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We had a meeting this week, and this is more Ask the Manager, but I want to say that we had this meeting. And Maria was picking up a water bottle. I forget what it was. Just to even give you reference how big the meeting was. I think it was either Peacock or it was A&E or Lifetime. One of them. But Maria picked up a water bottle jug and was making an analogy about, listen, we have a limited amount of energy in life. And this is definitely Regular Guy Friday from Maria, not from me. But it was a great thing she shared with me. And she said, you know, we have this cup is your energy for the day. And do you want to drain it on, I'm sick of politics, I read this bad thing on Twitter, my favorite sports team lost, you know, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, I regret screwing this up in my past. You know, all these things just drain, or even like getting stressed out about the Bluetooth speaker going off in the, you know, the middle of the day.
Right.
You know, and your energy reserves end up going down. And it's like, so Maria's give me this analogy of, Kevin, is this where you want to have your cup go? But I'll bring it back to what I was saying about playing through, and brings it back to the work Maria's doing with Joe Dispenza, is as she lifted the cup, it started dripping. Now, no one on the Zoom call could tell, but it was dripping, like all over our laps.
Oh, my God.
Now, but the thing is, those two words.
Play through.
And I will tell you before Joe Dispenza, Maria Beck, you know, And you have to remember, like, when you're pitching something, again, this is more as the manager, when you're doing a pitch, most leaders and CEOs, it's proven, suffer from ADD because their minds aren't in the moment. They're in next year, the year after, months from now. And the people you pitch to generally are in that space, or they've heard a million other pitches, so you're going to lose them. So you have a very succinct amount of time to really grab them. That's why I'm always like, you know, you got to have that elevator pitch down. And Maria normally would have freaked out about the water. Now, not like gone, oh my God, but she would have been like, oh, sorry, I'm dripping everywhere. Da, da, da. And in the middle, you know, of this very limited amount of time for this major project. But because of, I work with Joe, she just drip, drip, drip. She kept talking, she kept pitching. And it was literally the best pitch I've ever seen Maria do.
Wow.
You know, and on the humor level, the other day, I said to her, you know, it's so funny. God, because the Bluetooth speaker thing went off, and she was like, "Oh my God, it was so funny! I was in there, and it went off." And I thought, I'm like, it was what? It was funny.
It was funny.
Now, by the way, guys, now I'll vent. You're gonna hear my bad and shameful side, but I'm like, okay, we're talking about a steam shower and a Bluetooth speaker, and I mean, if there's not enough to be grateful for, yeah. I don't really see where the complaints come in. That's just me. Mr. Vegas, I don't really get it, but, you know, and thank goodness I come from that place. But Queenie, you know, but she can't help it from past traumas and things, whatever she's going through, the way her sensitivity levels, but I will tell you. So she laughed. And so then I said, just getting back to what I was originally saying, I pulled out a fake gun and I said to her, "All right, the gig's up. I want my wife back." I go, "You think I'm stupid? You're an alien creature. You came in and you took my wife's body. I need my angry, short, ungrateful, famous, rich, short, angry, and ungrateful wife back now, pronto." She started cracking up. But I swear to God, aliens came in and took Maria away. And there's a new Maria, and she's just bebopping and floating around. By the way, it's a side of Maria, but now it's her complete side. Mm. She always had that side. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we know, like, when she would get freaked out or she'd get, you know, so it's really something. I mean, what she's been doing. And I don't know if I can do it. I'm game to try, but she's got such a strong mind. I don't know if I can.
Well, I have something for you.
Give Kev. That much focus. Oh,
no,
please.
Because
do.
I am like you. We are very much two peas in a pod. And I saw my acupuncturist last night and was kind of talking to him about this very thing. I'm just like, I know I could do it, but I don't know if it's right for me right now. I don't know if it's like it's too much right now. And he was, even before I went into
then
it more.
It is.
Right. Then he was like, no. You are so like depleted right now that you don't need. No, he gave me a seven minute yoga nidra little meditation that he was like, do this every day. So I think I sent it to you last night.
And I did it last night. It was nice.
Yeah. And he's like, do that every,
I think
right
it brings
now,
us to a couple of things too, you know? Yeah. And again, don't get discouraged. Maria's at
Jesus
that,
farting.
But what we talk about, two words, what?
Play through.
That's another thing. I know, but Kelsey, but even that, you have to play through.
I know.
Because I don't mind. But if you're hosting with someone else, you can't be doing that stuff.
Sorry.
Like I was, even at AfterBuzz, I remember this one girl. We had a huge, I forget who the guest was, big A-list guest. And her seat kept going down. And she's giggling and laughing. And oh my God, my seat. And I just was like,
stop.
Two words. What are the words, Kelsey?
Play through. Yeah.
Play through. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Play through. They would think Monday Night Football, there was a, they used to like, back then they'd all smoke and whatever. They're up in the booth. And a couple of times they would like, you know, back then they just dropped the butt on the ground, just gross 70s, you know what I mean? Just litter.
Cigarette.
Or they would drop the match. And there were a couple of times where the guy's pants went on fire. But you know what? Like those guys, probably from football and all the pressure, play through, take their coffee cup, pour it on the guy's leg, out went the fire, and they're still calling plays.
Wow.
So what do we learn, people? We got to what?
Play through. But the meditation. 7 minute.
Well, you know, I think sometimes when we hear other people tell us these things that will work for us, you know, it might not be the right time for you. You know, Maria's at the right time. And, you know, you have to remember, and I really want to be sensitive to this, like, you know, she's of means and it's wonderful, but, you know, you might not have the time, might not be able to focus on it, but I'll tell you something else. Like, and we're going to get into listening. It's a great point, Kelsey, because that's a point. One of the topics Kim DeRamo was discussing, and I want to talk about with listening to your body. But, sometimes when you're presented with information, that's why I always say, take notes, whatever, keep them, like whether you're in any kind of therapy or any tidbit you pick up, even from our show, and keep them, you know, transcribe. If you can transcribe them into your computer and email them to yourself so they stay digital and you always have them, it's great. But I will tell you, when you go to revisit them, sometimes that's when you get the aha moment. Like, you ever notice when someone gives you, I don't know if you guys are young, but if someone gives you a book, you have to read this book. And you read like three pages, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is this? You know what I mean? Like, and then couple of years go by. Time goes by. You pick the book up again. You go, oh my God.
Now it speaks to you.
So it has to. So I literally was just going through some notes from Dr. Laura Berman, my session with Dr. Laura, which was wonderful and amazing. And then from Dr. Laura, I went to Dr. Kim and Elle and some other healers. But looking back months ago, what Dr. Laura said to me, I loved and really blew me away, but it blew me away far more. Mm. Everything she said made so much more sense because it was the right time for me to hear it, you know, for a lot of different reasons. But so some of the time, it's not the right time. But let's get into like that. Back to Dr. Laura, her whole thing, she kept saying on the call with me when I was saying, okay, Dr. Laura, if I may coach you now on your career, X, Y, Z. And she'd be like, ooh, that feels like a full body yes to me. Mm-hmm. That feels like a full body yes to me. And then I noticed that with Dr. Kim DeRamo.
Yep.
That feels like a full. And so what these very aware and enlightened people are doing, they are listening to their bodies. And there was a great quote, my body is my teacher. My body is my healer. And the body can only be in the now. And the body is truth. Meaning your brain can go in the past. Your brain can go in the future. But your body is not going to lie. It's right here.
Oh.
So when you have that head pain, that stomach pain, that you got to take that pause and ask, you know, what's going on right now? You know, my body's here to teach me, okay, so I have these stomach issues. It's here to teach me I need to eat better. And for me, I've been eating a lot better. And, you know, like I've gotten 60% results, but, you know, yesterday, in a couple of these days, Kelsey, I was a zombie. Now, you guys, I was listening back to a couple of the shows we did, and I'll give you guys a tell. When you hear me do a lot of likes, ums, and your nose, I'm completely exhausted. Mm-hmm. And you're getting me at a false self right now to a degree because I've had a half a cup of coffee, and I have a colonic, but may have a cup of coffee. But I got to start listening to my body more. You know, I just got stacked up with all these meetings. Maria noticed after one of the meetings, she's like, Kevin, she told you, Kelsey, mm-hmm. Kevin, he wasn't right. And I didn't notice it because okay, now here's the flip side, guys. Get ready for another regular guy contradiction. What a surprise. We only do 20 of those every show. But I will tell you the bad side of the 20th century playthrough. Mm. See, this is what's hard for me because I'm so playthrough that I don't even take the time. So if I'm tired after a meeting or exhausted or wiped, depleted, it's like, okay, no, just go on to the next scam. Yep. Back in the day, you get it, have a Diet Coke, go. Mm-hmm. But rather than take that time to listen to your body, is this a full body yes, working with this person or working on this project? Is it a full body yes for me? No, don't answer yet. Take that moment. But know that when we're getting these messages from our body, it's telling us something, that something's wrong.
Off, yeah.
You know?
And I think it can even be as simple as, like, my stomach hasn't been so great this week, but I also haven't been sleeping well this week. So I literally every night will be like, oh, what are you telling me? Oh, yeah, we haven't been sleeping well. I need some sleep. And back to Dr. Amen, he gave us an acronym that they use in like with addicts, and that's really stuck with me.
What's that?
I forget the exact acronym, but it's basically like if you're irritable, you say, okay, how am I sleeping? How am I eating? And like, who am I surrounding myself with?
But see, there's that awareness, right? There's that pause.
Yep. Yep. So that's what I've been doing.
See, listen, I get it. I get it. Everyone, you know, American culture too. And I'm learning this too. Nobody waved a flag more than me throughout my life. Nobody believe more and just get up and fight more than me. But I'm realizing now it's nice for a nice, think 55 or 60 year window.
Yeah.
Honestly. And that's when people used to die. And then I think Western medicine came around to say, well, we can keep you alive, you know, so fine, 75, 80. But that hamster wheel, more and more, get, do, fight, you know, like suck it up, you know, all that stuff. I think it only takes you that far. And when I talk about grounding later, remind me, because one of the things this guy this big proponent of electrical grounding your body, was saying, he was saying that in Western society, and he said this for men, but I actually think it's for women too. He's like, you know, right around 50 is when everything starts falling apart. And he mentioned some of the autoimmune diseases start coming. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we have to look at this differently and take those pauses, but we don't do it. We just all play through. Gotta go. And I think we can teach our children too to do that. But I don't even want to get ahead because I know it has to start with us.
Yep.
And speaking of, you know, that kind of get up and just fight through, that's something you need to know too for our diseases, our battles against diseases, against mental illness, depression. I was talking to the colonics lady today about it, and she was like, you know, yeah, even when we say, I'm going to fight cancer, it's kind of like darkness meeting darkness in a sense. You need light to knock out darkness. Mm-hmm. But we're taught, like, fight. Mm-hmm. And this is Dr. Kim had mentioned this too. We all can sometimes get on this self-improvement hamster wheel. Right? Yeah. So it's like, well, okay, I'll do it. I'll tap. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll change my diet. I'll take this supplement. I'll do, you know, and that's not good either. That's in that fight mode, right? And fight or flight is what's driving most of us to disease to begin with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's getting to peace and serenity and being in now. What does my body require right now for harmony, for serenity? And she went through the practices. You know, one was awareness. Okay, like something's wrong here. I don't feel right about this, or my stomach or my head, whatever it is. Two is breathing. And then three, conscious choice.
ABC.
ABC, right? And I encourage you, go to Dr. Kim DeRamo's website. And she has information on all this. And what I like about Dr. Kim is, and the same thing about the fellow that was talking about grounding today, is they generally want to help people, and they'll say, like, listen, you can buy my products and download my videos and sign up for my classes and all that stuff, but all the information is out there. I have it in my book. I have it in my, but I have a free YouTube videos if you want to take the time.
The thing I liked about her ABCs too was it's pretty simple, and she suggested setting an alarm two times a day.
Three
times a day. Yes. And just like whenever it goes off, three was overwhelming to me. So I think I'm going to start with one or two. But, you know, I'm like, then you build up. But it was just like, take 5 minutes.
But just try it. Just try it.
Just,
you know,
try.
I think women too, women's intuition. That's not to me, it's not a cliche. I think because women have to be more, they're more prey than predator.
Yeah.
They have to have those instincts. And she was saying that we all have an internal guidance system, and that's our bodies guiding us. Something's not right. You know, something's not right. My stomach's telling me that. My head's telling me that. My rash is telling me that. My urinary tract infection, whatever it is telling me something's not right. I even think they can manifest in accidents too, honestly, when you break a leg or you break. I swear to God, well, like, oh, you throw your back out. I think there's more to it. Dealing with, you know, it's funny. We were talking about dealing with jerks and toxic people, and trying to, you know, when she has done her work, and Maria, I'm seeing in Maria too. When you do start doing this work, this mind body work, you are taught about compassion for other people, and the philosophy with Kim, and I love this, is that everything is an opportunity for compassion. Everything. You know, so someone cuts you off and gives you the finger. It's like, okay, you know, A, like, who knows what there was going on their day, their life. Then B, you know, you can really take that time to go, why did that person just show up for me? Like, why did that just happen?
I need to be better at that.
We all do.
I get so mad.
Oh, so do I.
Especially in the
I think when you do the work internally, it gets easier and then it becomes habit. But right now, no. Me?
Oh my God.
I can get woof.
Me too.
Yeah, I can get riled up, but I'm not at my best when I'm like that. Mm-mm. So I'm noticing with Maria, it's just much more compassion for, oh, this one's like this because Kevin didn't have love growing up, never felt accepted, never felt worthy, was abused, whatever. And I think It's a cool thing, but I just love that everything's an opportunity for compassion. It's funny. Earlier, something came up with you guys, and you were talking about the free videos that you were going to... Well, there were some free self-help videos that you guys would have had access to. They're actually very expensive, and you didn't want them because you said, I need to pay for them because then I'll use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that brings me to a Kevism. Mm. Kind of a Ask the Manager Monday, but it's a regular guy Friday too. You know, in life, we only learn from the lessons we pay for. But don't you think we have a say over that?
Yeah.
And this is what's very difficult for me, who's always wanting to share information and experience, you know, but most of the people that I've coached have ignored because they weren't paying for it. Like, I remember at Afterbuzz, I was going to start charging them, and then, like, at the end of the day, give them the money back. Just so they would, you know, but...
Listen.
Because most human beings only obey the lessons that they pay for. Mm-hmm. But I challenge everyone to be like, I get a free lesson, I'm in. If I can pull, you know, whether it's Tony Robbins or Joe Spencer, or Gabby Bernstein, I'm all the F in, and I'm so grateful that I can get the lesson for free. But most people, unfortunately, they see it that way. So, you know, they don't put a value on it.
Right.
This is one of my biggest problems I've had in show business. Mm-hmm. I've been able to create careers in shows, but because I've done it all for 10% good karma.
Yeah.
Which I've been paid very well karma-wise, I will say. So it's okay. But they often don't, most of the time, don't appreciate it. It's very rare because they're not paying for it. But I don't want to charge people for it, but I almost have to.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, you know, Queenie's new thing with me. Queenie wants me to stop helping everyone. Stop helping people, period, end of story.
Agree.
Just stop. She's like, I want you to just stop.
I think you should too.
For a minute. And then, you know, because she's like, we went over the ego end of it. Like, yeah. And I said, you know, Maria, yeah, like, so, yes, I'm sure some of it I feel makes me feel good that I can help somebody and I get to feel important, I guess, in that time. But she was saying, you know, you think it's going to pay off for you or something. I go, man, you know, there was someone at the mall. A clerk at the mall I spent some time with. And I said, man, I was never going to see that person again. And I go, my friend Randall, he always said, you know, Kevin, we're not going to be judged by the things we did do for people. We're going to be judged by the things we didn't do when we had the chance to.
Randall.
And so that always stuck with me. So I'm like, so I said to Maria, I said, Maria, we were at sushi and I said, okay, Maria, if suddenly that bag you have, like the internet explodes and it becomes the most rare piece and it's worth $1 million. Like, I can't help but tell you, hey, just so you know, it just came out. You can sell a thing for me. I don't know how to not do that. And I don't expect anything back, you know, when I do it in those moments, just kind of habit. And I don't know. So I'm a little on the fence with that one. Although, you know, it is a bit of a drain, you know, when it's sometimes. So I don't know.
Well,
it is the summer of heal.
It's the summer of heal.
So I could maybe, as they say in Hollywood, put a pin in it.
No, I think.
Let's just put a pin in helping
people. I think you
people.
Don't have to go all in on it either way. I think it's.
Could we do, shout out to Steve the Steamer, could we do it like we say in the WWE, have a heel turn?
Heel turn.
Where I become a bad guy.
No, what I was going to say is you don't go all the way in. You just like. The little things that are second nature to you, of course you're going to tell her that her bag is worth that or, you know, whatever, those things. But I think that, like, going above and beyond like you always do needs to take a seat because you got to go above and beyond for you. You got to stop doing it for everyone else and not you. So
and
I think
my cup is so depleted.
Yeah.
It's like
saying earlier about even that, like, a meditation that's so long is, like, even that's a lot right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like... It's the little things. Yeah, fine. That's second nature. Of course. That's who you are. But like I said, going and building someone an entire X, Y, and Z, you don't need to do that right now.
Oh, my God. Speaking of this, Violetta's house. Oh, boy. I opened a can of worms over there, boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
So what started out as, you know, I did her kitchen, came out really nice, and then we did her She has a guest house. We did the bathroom out there. And then I wanted to do, I was like, oh, we'll do your other bathroom. And I'm, and we, the floor opened up and it's like, yeah, the whole house was like sinking in the ground. It's like a 100-something-year-old house.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, this probably had another like 2 years before it was beyond repairable. Wow. So we had a, but again, it's Violetta. It's my, that's my mom. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I just don't, I don't know any other way. Like now we're turning, I'm really proud of it. Now I was able to figure out how to make it into two bathrooms, a nice soaking tub for her, the other one for the kids, really good laundry area. And, but I think after that, then I'll be ready to be shipped to Connecticut and do the stuff back there. Actually, no, I'm excited to go to Connecticut and that'll bring me to my next thing because there's so much nature there. And, I'm going to try to work at a, there's some stuff that I have to do there because we actually have obligations. There's photo shoots that have to take place that we're contractually obligated to do. And because the Greeks decide to
improvise.
Yeah. Thank you. All my hard work is now like in mud and shambles. So, yeah, I got to go back there and do it, but and fix everything. But at the same time, it's, I'm going to pace myself, but I'm really excited to get to nature to bring it back to some takeaway because I learned so much about grounding and electrical charges and how, you know, obviously we're electric. Mm. The earth is electric. And, you know, as we've modernized, we've gotten away from nature. So we're on, you know, our sheets we're on are filled with static. We sleep on, and you know, we've gotten so far away. And this one guy, and it was on the actually the Minimalist podcast. Let's put it in the notes. I promise you guys, I'll find out this person's name, and get you the info on his website. But he was talking about the healing that he did just through grounding people. Like, there was, he would take a copper wire, wrap it around someone's toe, attach it to a nail outside and stick it, drive it into the ground.
Whoa.
So a person is being grounded into the,
well, that's crazy.
But, wow. But talking, but just getting your feet out in grass, he was saying wet sand, mm-hmm. all of these things. And then he, what I loved about this guy is he was saying same thing. It's like, listen, I have products you can buy, shoes that will ground you with magnets. I have, sheets, something you put on your bed. I was just talking to the colonics person about this, and she was like, listen, wool, pure eco wool has the same effect, will ground you, you Whoa. Know? And she was telling me that the yogis, that's why if you ever see them sitting on dead animal skin, so they wouldn't kill an animal, but if an animal died, they would take the skin and they sit on that because it naturally
grounds.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
So that's a natural way to do it, but he's got some products on his site, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm all into, I'll put down something to sleep on every night. It kind of makes sense. But he made a good point. He's like, you know, why our animals that live in the wild don't get diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, that, you know, he said those don't, now granted they have a shorter life too. So it's kind of a give and take, but he was saying once we bring them inside, now they get all those same autoimmune diseases that we all get.
Interesting.
So that's why, yeah, it's fascinating. And I'm going to do some more research on it, and I want to get him on the show. But you know me, I'm usually all the F
in
and whatever moves the
needle.
So if you want to, like, stick a nail up my bum and run some wire up to a telephone pole.
Or you can just take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
You can do that too. Or you can sleep on wool or eco wool. Or he does have sheets and stuff, but no, I'm kind of in on this.
That's why I like, makes literally sense. My favorite thing in the world is hugging trees, and I always feel incredibly grounded, and you look like a ding dong, but like I literally will go for walks and hug trees.
Oh, well, he mentions that. He's like, if you go out and touch nature, touch trees, rocks, things like that, put whatever, like, is pain in your body toward that, he goes, watch
how
it will go away. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'm so, you know, that's why I'm excited, because here in LA, even though, like, we have a big property, we have multiple, like, fruit trees, still, it's just the energy here is so frenetic.
It is.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, Pooj, you're new here. And Kelsey, you've been here for a minute. But when you're young, like anything, right? Like all the stress you guys have in your bodies, it's manifesting maybe in little places, but not really because you're young.
Right.
So you can deal with all this stuff here and more power to you. But it's just like, I can already see so many of our mutual friends, you guys who are your age. I'm like, oh my God, when they're 35, 40, 45, the problems, the physical ailments they're going to have. You know, and so for me, who's at that phase now, I said to me, the energy's so, it's just frenetic. It's just a lot of energy. And I need to get back to nature. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, it's funny, guys. I've been, again, I'm caffeinated and colonicized. and I'll talk about the colonic too. But you know, this summer, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to, I don't know. I don't want to say. It may be hard to do some of the shows. Like, that's, you know, for me, because I'm really worn out. But I'll pack a mic, and if I can do Lonely Guy editions, when I have that feeling.
Yeah.
When you have your breakthrough.
Yeah.
We were talking this morning, like if you have a day where you have like a couple things, we break it up and we bank, and they have a couple, you know, like,
yeah.
Get, I mean, I don't think, I know our heels.
I just hate the Lonely
like,
Guy show. It's really hard to do.
Saying like we can all Zoom and we can break them up. I don't think that, like, our heel squad needs, you know, hour and a half long episodes. They're good
well,
with
Well, Queenie actually had a breakthrough, again, more for Ask the Manager of this discussion, where we talk all things Better Together brand. But Queenie has, again, because she's flying, she has ways to make such compelling content this summer, which I'm so excited. When she was telling me, I'm like, oh my God, that's brilliant. She's like, no, I want people to be excited to hear us this summer, not, you know, go, oh, everyone, because everyone else is mailing it in.
Yeah.
Maria came up with so many great ideas, but also stuff that's going to be fun for the three of you to do.
Right.
Right.
You know, traveling and seeing new things. And, you know, I think it's a great win-win. I'm just talking about, you know, Grampy Kev. Uncle Kev is, you know, he's just a little tired. So I don't know. Remember, I have to stay back there and handle that.
Yeah.
So you guys will be free here or wherever. But the whole colonic thing, very interesting, Kelsey.
I know. I want to hear more.
Okay, just listen. And I had to tell her, the lady, she's like, I worked in Connecticut for 10 years. I'm like, okay, so you are familiar with what we would say a northeast asshole.
You're aware.
I said, not actually the literal asshole. I mean, the description of the male species of New England.
The masshole.
Yeah, the masshole is the creme de la creme. I mean, just, yeah.
Cream
like,
the
they're
crop.
The center. Then everyone else is playing for second.
Okay.
You get, like, you get masshole adjacent near the borders.
Right.
But, yeah. So I'm like, I just want you to know, like, for me to take, to drop my drawers, be fully naked, have a
tube go
instrument
up.
Go up my, I'm like, I just, I'm like, but I'm all, but I'm all in, because it's about whatever moves the
needle.
So you know what? And the person I was working with said, listen, a lot of the candida in your stomach, I want you to get a colonic and I want you to start flushing your tummy. So I'm like, all right, I'm in. And, you know, you were right. She is so sweet. Mm-hmm. The girl that does, the lady does it. And, eventually I want to have her on.
Yeah. She's a really special
very
person.
Well, yes, and highly intuitive. And by the way, guys, when you start going to some of these practices, the best people are the ones that are intuitive beyond the science.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning they really know, wait, there's more going on here. Mm-hmm. And again, same thing. She was about the full body, yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's funny.
She's like, it just doesn't feel right to me, you know. But, yeah, so I, you know, had to drop the drawers, and, you know,
it's so weird. I mean, even I
like,
was.
I know.
Like,
she's like, I know you don't seem like you're shy. I'm like, actually, I'm closet shy.
shy.
I was like, I'm a fake extrovert. I said, I'm actually very shy. She's like, okay. She's like, I'm kind of like that too. But it was interesting because for me, she's like, I could tell you have a clean diet, which I've had for the last month. I'm on this antifungal diet, but. They inflate your stomach with a lot of water, and it doesn't hurt. It just feels like for anyone who has, it feels weird, but if you've had IBS like I have, where your stomach really hurts and it's all gassy and you just have to run to the toilet to kind of release that pain. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except there's something in your butt and you're not going to release, you know what I mean? But she's like, the more I put in, the more we can get out. And I'm like, listen, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't ignore my wincing, whatever. And again, it just felt uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. And that's exactly what it feels like. It just feels like you just need to really go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you don't eat 3 hours before. Don't drink an hour and a half before. And she's like, I can tell you've been clean. She's like, but I see like almost like a foam. And she's like, so that's candida.
Whoa.
She's like, I'm seeing some of that come out. And I ended up getting like 3 different flushes. And nothing hard, but very, like, you could just see the, I'm not to be gross, guys, I'm sorry. And this stuff really grosses me out to hear it. So, I don't know, block your ears if you're eating. But like brown, like fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes out. Sometimes, she said, sometimes like for people bound up, it's like rocks. But she knows, she's like, you know, your stomach is hard. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, and by the end of it, it was much softer. I had a lot of gas in there too, which I didn't know. So, but you don't smell anything, you know, it's not like a foul experience. And it all goes right down a tube and out to the sewer. But she was telling me how there's a woman who comes in once a week for 20 years. She does it every week. And, wow. I said, listen, I said, I want to be straight with you. She said, no, I love that. I said, it's LA. So we have a lot of narcissist cuckoo birds out here. Mm-hmm. Who, you know what I mean, will do anything 4 days a week because they're bored, they have affluence, or it's keeping
or
them thin.
Or J-Lo told them to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she said, yes, I have some of those. But she's like, listen, it does, there are people, it's vain, they want a flat stomach for, like some bodybuilders I work with, or she's like, if someone has a premiere. But really, she's like, it also keeps you detoxed and keeps your skin really fresh. And she said, for you, she's like, I would love to see you do a couple a week for like a while. And then if like once a week.
A couple a week?
Yeah, for a while. You know what I mean? Like I've really beat the crap out of my poor stomach for how long?
I guess I just worry. I had a friend who did it weekly too, because she's a crazy person. I love her. And now she like literally has to get it because she can't on her own.
Yeah, but she might be the one thing she said to me, the lady said today, was none of this works if you don't work on the emotional end. So it takes it all the way back to what Dr. Kim said and what Dr. Laura said, which is that, you know, your mind and your body control all of this. She's like, so we can do this every week and you can eat your diet. But if you do not work on your issues, anxiety, stress, all those different things, she's like, we're just going to have to keep doing it. But if you work on those things, that's what's going to make a difference. And she was like, you know, that's the stress of the stomach.
Stores all the emotions.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what else, guys? We surrender our truth so we are not abandoned. Did you know that?
We surrender our truth so we're not abandoned.
Oh, that makes sense.
So in other words,
that makes sense.
Especially you, Kelsey, will be
I know.
Yeah, because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings because you don't want them to abandon you as a friend, as a family member, right? Mm-hmm. Not especially me too. Mm-hmm. We do that, you and I. Mm-hmm. Pooja, you probably do it too.
We all do that.
Right, but some do it more than others.
True.
But remember what we said at the very beginning, that our body is only truth, and it's only now. Mm-hmm. So think of the conflict there. And what you're doing to your body when you're lying.
Yeah.
Because that fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, stuff to think about. And what do we say on Regular Guy Friday? Maybe don't say it on Better Together. But Regular Guy Friday, never fear being abandoned because you're always one lap dog from the pound away and the most amazing selection of TV shows ever.
So true.
So
true.
You know what? That's not going to abandon you.
Never. So true.
Hulu's not going anywhere. It's not,
you know,
and by the way, if it does, like Netflix right now is in trouble.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Move on to HBO Max.
That's it. And if it they is, go down,
it's endless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Hulu.
Hey.
It is so true, though. It's so interesting. Like,
she's the best.
Hey, so Hulu.
Kelsey, I love when you're cool. I hate that I killed the freaking cool out of you. I love when you're everything. I wish the show could be video so you could see Kelsey's mannerisms, the hands, the attitude.
The hands are everything.
It's everything.
Thanks, guys.
It is.
I've been working on it for a long time. But yeah, Kevin beat it out of me. But I was just going to say, it's like.
Me too.
I know. The more like you do listen to your body, it's just so interesting. Like the body being the thing that's present makes so much sense to me. Because I'll have things happen where it's like, you know, whether it's like a gut seizure, if I'm massively stressed or, oh my God, all the time. But it's like, now that I've been more aware of it, I'm like, oh my God. Because my brain thinks in the future, but my body's right here. So my body's feeling everything. It's so interesting.
So you're more future worry. What about, you're good, okay with the past?
Don't care.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I don't really, like, for me, I'm very, I've always been this way. I'm quick to kind of move on. But I'm always thinking about
maybe future. I think sometimes we're more in the future when we're in the fight.
In
the now and the future because you're like, holy shit, I gotta. How do I get out of this? Right?
Yeah.
You don't have time.
Or I have this and then this. But
if you know, but if you notice, and I didn't mean to interrupt, Jenny.
No, you're fine.
But you notice, and this is what I always say, like when we see people who are very rich, or people who are spoiled, or people who are not working, and they're not busy, they're the ones who generally they're worried. They have that like free time to now go into their past.
True.
Right.
Right. So that's, I hate to say it, that's more me. Mm. Right. So I'm at a point where it's like, I have Marie on all the gas pumps in America. I have her in all the movie theaters in America. This show is kicking ass. She's got the best crew around her she's ever had. Mm-hmm. And she's doing her therapy. I've got Costa all set. We've got two, you know, great coasts that we can operate from, live in. So it's for me now, that's probably why it's like, okay, now what be?
Now what be?
So now your mind just goes to, you know, and it's going to the past of like, oh, you know, like why did I, shame and guilt and shame and guilt, which we want to replace shame and guilt with hope and optimism.
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
If we can.
I love
but again,
that.
Like the past isn't real. It's such a, it drains that cup that we mentioned for Maria earlier. It also, you know, we know it manifests illness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what was going on with me. And so, you know, and when you hit those, God, when you hit those moments in life, guys, too, when you hit the skids or you feel like you're on a losing streak of whatever is going on in your life, I think. It's almost, you see this in screenwriting too. It's like a rule in screenwriting. Like the main character's world gets knocked out of balance. That's classic screenwriting. And the first thing the main character does is try to put it back together real fast. Mm. Try to, and then finds out he can't, has to go on the, she or he or they have to go on the adventure to learn the lessons and then come back to the village and share the lessons with everybody. Like that's classic storytelling, but it's also life.
Yeah.
So first thing we do is we try to go back and like put it all back together. So for me, it was, I'll just work harder, you know? Okay, I'll work. So after Buzz is on Hayes, boom, I'll refinish all my houses 7 days a week. And I'll go back to that, like, just Diet Coke and a bagel. Boom, just who cares? Make it happen. I'll work day and night, which I did. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, body, not lying to me, was like, buddy, doesn't really work anymore.
No.
And so then there's a side of me, and you've heard me say on the show, like, bottle service, bitches. But again, like, there's a side of me that's just like, well, let's go on a bender.
Yeah.
Because that worked back in the day. Limited results. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And there's a side of the, but guess what?
I missed that.
Doesn't work. Well, for me anyway, it doesn't work anymore. So somebody, you know, and it's, that's why the body is doing me this favor of going like, hey, you need to find a new way, you know, of doing this, you know? Anyway, I don't even know how we got there, Kelsey.
So good. Definitely not an RGF-0 today.
No, not at all.
No,
lots of takeaway.
Lots of protein, lots of fiber.
Yeah, good fats.
Interesting. Love that. Interesting. Well,
I hope
you... listen, kids, listen to me. Here's what we need from you. And this is what helps us. Please keep those comments coming on Patreon. I'm telling you, Queenie just reads them. And honestly, she will say, like, Kevin, I used to be so stressed about if the big network job came along that I wanted to do, I would be sad because I wouldn't, you know, how would I miss the show? Or if there's, if I want to go away for like a 2-week retreat and make my, you know. So she's like, when I have the confidence to know you guys can hold it down, she's like, then I feel good. So it helps, also guides us. So comments on Patreon, comments on at Better Get With Maria. And then, yeah, let's keep those 5-star ratings and those iTunes messages coming.
Heck yeah.
Too.
Yes, please.
Right?
And stick around for bonus because
it's RGF gonna be a good bonus. One. Yes, listen. It's very important for you for the Fab Five humans who stick around for RGF bonus. We have another icon from the past who back in the day was just on the cover of Tiger Beat magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even know
Tiger
what that is?
Tiger Beat? No, I have no idea.
Wow.
Pooji, can
you
pull
up? Do you know what Tiger
Beat is? Pooji, pull up Tiger Beat magazine covers and Google images, please. Now, I know the older heel squad out there, they understand.
This is Tiger Beat?
What?
Oh, it looks very much like 17 Magazine.
There we go. So yeah, see.
I remember this. The Jonas Brothers.
See? Yeah, so they were at the very end of it. Our neighbors.
That's right.
Too much information. By the way.
Maria tried to tell us that only one was a neighbor.
Right.
One's a neighbor. The other one was moving across the street and didn't. But I'll tell you, I haven't done enough name drops on this Friday.
No, we've done none.
So listen, I think we're getting in the neighborhood.
Oh, I know.
We're getting two,
mm-hmm.
three ballers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I only know two of them.
Machine Gun Kelly.
And Megan Fox.
And Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
All coming to Uncle Kevin's house.
That's right.
You know, it's funny, guys. Let me give you one more regular guy Friday nugget, which ties back to Better Together. Good thing, bad thing, who knows?
Oh, Dr. Rao.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Good thing, bad thing, who knows? So, pandemic hits,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there's the protests. And then anyone who's like too tired to fight or doesn't want to, you know, has something to lose and doesn't want their house invaded and be robbed and wants to go live in a community of civilized human beings was like, I'm out of here. And we had a neighbor who was able to, it all like just worked right before the pandemic. Her wife got a huge, huge promotion, and the job was somewhere in Texas. So right before everyone was moving to Texas, and everyone was moved, that became the thing, Nashville, right?
Yeah.
These two were so blessed because the company came in and said, "Oh, we'll pay for your move." And someone offered them cash for their house. So they got cash for their house, which is in our neighborhood here. And then they were relocated and then got a bomb, you know, got like 5 times the house because it's not LA. And it's got, you know, grass in the backyard and just really, and like a, you know, and they were saying they love their kids can, everyone, they're playing in the street all day. It's their stress levels are down. And I remember being like, oh my God, like good thing, bad thing, who knows? Like, but at the time I didn't say good thing, bad thing, who knows? I was like, oh my God, like you guys are so blessed. Not that I was jealous. I was happy. They're our friends. I was so happy for them. And I still am. I remember the time being like, oh my God, can someone just walk in and take this house and get me the hell out? But now time's gone by. And you know, our neighborhood has become the, it was always an in neighborhood, but now it's like supremely in.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you inside real estate in LA, like land right now in LA is so valuable because we don't have enough housing.
Mm.
So now they're encouraging these lots to be knocked down and turned into two houses or, you know, and with ours, we probably could put maybe four, but at the time I was like, oh my God, just get me out. But the other couple that left, someone came in, got their house for a short number, and now is building you know, a brand new one, and it's probably going to be worth about 8 times the amount of money.
Wow.
So good thing, bad thing, who knows? You know, so for us not leaving, now it's like, wait, what? Like, I you know, I renovated the house for us to be happy, and we're happy, but at the same time, like, it's the land. Someone just take a wrecking ball to this place. Good thing, bad thing, who knows? So when you have these things, bad things go on in your life, just pause, give it a break, let play through. That play through. Because, you know, if you are not medicating, you're not doing things unethical, I promise you, there'll be something on the other side that is meant for you. That's amazing. And for those other people that they look like the light in the world on fire, maybe they are. Wish them well. But again, you don't know. Like, it worked out fine for my friends, but I'm sure that, yeah, that, I mean, we're talking 8 figures loss. That they would have. So, which is not a loss. They're fine too, and everyone's on their scam. But it just reminded me of good thing, bad thing, who knows? And those
such a good
three
episode.
Words I always say, stay the course.
Stay the course.
Stay the course. Okay, Pooji Pooch.
Ava?
I've said too much. What a surprise.
Ava?
Hell yeah, Ava. How many contradictions? How many offensive things did I say?
Not that many.
No.
I think you're pretty good.
You did great.
I thought it was wonderful.
Me too. Lots of takeaway.
I would love to see Ava do this live.
She still has to come in the studio and do an RGF with us.
Ugh, she has to. She has to.
Dimitri, yeah.
Dimitri will make it happen.
She knows I'm her biggest fan.
We love her so much. Whenever I hear this anywhere, like, they play it at restaurants and whatnot, and I always just die laughing. Yeah. And everyone's like, why are you laughing?
Because we're queens.
Because we're all queens.
Makes me want to, well, let's see, maybe next week I may not be here. I may be out in the woods, kids. Yeah, I will miss, that's probably the thing I'll miss the most is, DJ Pooji Pooji and Kels.
I know.
It's
going
to be so sad. I know.
You know what, though? Every now and again, it's probably good to get away from me.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that's true.
For a minute. No, it's good. You get, like, you know, you...
It's not like we see you that much anyway.
You find a way to move.
Because you move and groove.
I do move and groove.
You do move and groove.
So I'm like a snake, baby.
You really are.
Yeah, I do move and groove.
Because, I mean, I used to see you every second of every waking. Now I'm like, where's Kevin? I haven't seen him in a day.
The summer 21, Kelsey, right?
I know, right?
Was it spring? I don't even remember. Or
it was
it fall?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a blur, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Okay, you guys, try to remember why we're here. We here. Help one another, learn from mistakes, and have fun. Have a great weekend, guys. We're going into the summer of heel. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Right? And by the way, I think, like, bottle service does help some of you heal. So going to the beach and help some of you heal. The outdoor bars.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of healing at an outdoor bar or club.
Me too.
Lots of healing.
Lots of healing.
Tons. All right, you guys, stay with us for RGF bonus. And we love you. And as we say in Boston, we'll talk shortly.
Talk shortly.
Go Celtics.
Pooja.
Oh, is it still me?
Of course.
Okay. Bye, Betches.
Okay, I want you to pay very close attention, Kelsey and Pooja. There's a young John Travolta.
Oh, so beautiful.
Walking. See him check out his heels. There he is. Okay, now listen. Usually this is an RGF bonus. But I have to tell you, I just was feeling it. I wanted to open the show with this.
Is he carrying a can of paint?
He looks like it.
Carrying a can of paint, but he's doing his thing. Hey, okay, no. Girl walks by. Watch this. Watch this, Pooja, in 1977, what we did when we saw a pretty girl.
Whoa.
We stop.
Oh,
and we go back and we go, oh, she's walking too fast. All right, here we go. Right back to it. Now, check out the strut.
Oh, yeah, he's confident.
So I've been thinking about, you know, as we enter into the summer of heel people, I think with reinvention, 1970s pizza, look how big.
Two, give me two, that's good.
And watch out, and I want you to note how he eats it.
Look at that,
doubles up.
Double pizza.
Okay, now, listen. We went through all the men that you guys wouldn't or would date from back in the day.
Yeah. Would I date John?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
This John? Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I need... Wow.
He's also really nice.
Okay, no, forget that. From what you're seeing now.
Yes, so yes.
Solid yes.
Really?
Yeah, look at him.
Hard
okay,
ass.
Wow. That's why I'm thinking of reinventing my walk for the summer appeal. I think this is going to be my new walk.
I love it.
And I'm going to expect you to keep me accountable, Kelsey.
Okay, deal.
You see the little bounce?
Yeah, he's just confident as hell.
No, like, he looks cool carrying a can of paint.
Yeah, he's owning it.
Oh, I'm so in. Oh, no. Time to put the shirt on layaway. Here we go.
Whoa.
Hey, you guys do layaway?
What's layaway?
As long as it don't turn into
okay,
a
back of the day.
All right, go. $5
So you'd give some money and you'd put some money toward every week and they'd hold it for you.
Oh my god.
My parents
wow.
always did it. I think of like my poor parents didn't have money. We're gonna go to Marshall's and put it on layaway. Okay, here we go.
Another girl.
Uh-oh, Pooji, another and a nice pretty Italian girl too. This is Uncle Kev's kind of girl right here. Oh, see?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
he's
and he runs right back to her. But watch this, guys. She ain't having it. But look at my little Italian princess.
Yeah, she is.
She's out. Nope, get away.
She got a little smile, though.
Yeah, but see, nobody got hurt. Do we cancel him? No, wait, no. I want to cancel him now. I never noticed that part. Pooja,
why does he keep running?
Mark it down that we need to service this clip out, please, and have Tony Manero canceled.
Okay.
Will somebody
Tony
work
Manero
with me?
Tony Manero canceled.
And is Tony Manero's dad.
Really?
Yeah, oh. That's the father who owns the hardware store. All right, kids. Well.
Oh, forget this.
Okay, look at this. Forget this. So we've established that the girls would date Tony Manero. Now he's, forget this. He blows off the chick in the corner. Here we go.
So good.
Okay. Now, Kelsey, I think you're a little too in. So I think you have a bias here and you've seen the movie. Probably Deb had you see this.
Yeah. Oh, of course I've
all
seen
right.
this.
Okay.
Pooji.
Pooji's
don't let
it.
Me down. Now, Pooji, this is not Boney M. dancing. But still, it shows, you know, he's got something.
I think he's killing it.
He's crushing.
He's crushing, but it's like it's not the kind of dancing you can't mimic. But back in the day, I remember as a little kid, like this was like, oh, my God.
It's impressive.
Travolta's, well, you know... It's hard to remember. You know, I don't know how actors do it.
Look at him.
Whoa, look at that move.
Look at him.
You like that move with the...
That was
putting
crazy.
Putting the two fingers together.
And making like a wave. That
he's
was
just
fun.
Such yeah. a nice guy.
He's a really good
he's
guy.
He's so nice.
And when, you know, it's funny when we've seen him, he stands right up to greet Maria all the time.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, but you know what? It's good that the press and everything beats the hell out of him. That's nice.
That's so sweet, right?
It's nice. That's what we do to the nice people.
Look at him. How old is he here? 20s?
I'm going to guess, yeah, probably mid to late 20s.
Wow.
This is it. Yeah, look at this move.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sliding all over the dance floor. So safe to say, you guys...
He was 23 years old here.
23?
That's
wow.
crazy.
But you know, it's interesting how men and women, but especially men, look so much...
Move.
Yeah, isn't that a great move?
That's honestly
down
looks really
the knees,
hard.
Up on the feet. Knees
and he's
to
wearing
feet.
Like boots.
Yeah, he's got the platforms on, platform shoes.
Wow.
By the way, why aren't we playing this for Ask the Manager and Salute to Ask the Manager Mondays?
I don't know.
That was the heyday of Ask the Manager in the 1970s.
Oh my God, look at those hips.
Yeah. The club yeah. chick loving them. And now the strut off.
Fact. Wow.
Redfield sells homes for more. Well,
and Redfield sells homes for more.
We just
well,
there
needless
as a
to say. Needless to say, so it seems like, and I'm keeping count here. Now, we've decided that we would not date Jim Morrison.
No.
And now, and by the way, both moms, the moms weighed in.
Yeah.
What did Deb say about Jim Morrison, as I recall?
Deb said initially, isn't he dead?
Isn't he
and
dead?
I was like, Mom,
unbelievable.
Yes, can you answer the question? And then she said, yeah, no. She did not find him attractive.
Okay. He was 27. He's in the 27 Club. You know that 27 Club?
Yes, Amy yeah. Winehouse.
Yeah. Everyone dies.
Sad.
Then we asked Dr. Nair.
She said, as well. I thought he was dead, question mark. She said, these isn't mothers. He a little too old for you? And then she said, and yes, I would mind if you dated him.
Okay, so now, isn't it interesting, going back to my original point, how men aged back then.
Yeah.
He was 27.
Yeah.
He'd be 4 years older than you, Pooji.
Oh,
good point.
Yeah. That's
and by the way, no. At that time, he was probably 25.
Yeah.
Because he dies at 27.
Damn.
Wow.
Now, I had to go to Queenie on that one.
Did she think
he was
attractive?
I'm like, Maria. Wait. She's like, of course he is. He's so hot. He's freaking Jim Morrison. And Maria's not. And by the way, Maria doesn't love pretty boys, but she. All right, you guys are going to have to take it up with Queenie.
Yeah, every time she shits on me for my pretty boy love. She's like, I like manly guys.
Yeah, but she's like, Jim Morrison? She's a
rock. Was that a good impression?
Spot on, Maria.
Well, he's like, yeah. She is like that. But no, I don't know. I see the long hair, the hips.
I think if you take, we're looking at him not at Jim. Like, we're not seeing him as Jim Morrison. We're saying, is this man attractive? And
right,
we're like,
being objective.
No.
But you think now Tony Manero, a.k.a. John Travolta, in this is attractive at 23.
I do, actually.
I do as well.
Because he's less like sad boy. Jim was all sad boy.
Well, he's,
I'm not about that. And he was doing weird moves with the tambourine.
It's funny, guys. Listen, note to all women out there why you guys are so superior to us. I always say this to him. You could put 50 guys in a room, put 10 guys in a room. Let's say 10 guys in a room, all different ages, backgrounds, educations, ethnicities, finances. You put a pretty girl in the room or a girl who's attractive. That's it. All bets are off.
Yeah.
Just 10 friggin' dumb, apes who just want to hit on the girl. Like, we don't just, you know what I mean? Like, so we just see like, oh, that person's hot. I'm in. I think you're superior in that way. In many ways, but definitely that way.
I don't know if it's necessarily. I think there's a balance.
No, I think it is. Because you guys see more, know.
And by the way,
it's interesting that most when we're in our courting phase, like most guys don't realize that. We still think you guys are gonna think like us.
Hell no.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So we think it's like, okay, I want to look as hot as I can. Yeah. I want to look like because that's what wires us.
Yeah,
that's what we get sucked into.
Yeah, that's funny.
That is funny.
It's funny too, guys. Like we talked earlier in the episode about youth and how youth can cover up a lot. Like, you're not going to get sick. You're not going to get, when you're young, but I will tell you the other thing too. And I think some of you older listeners may empathize or understand this, but I remember certain girls that, back in the day that I was just, oh my God, had the biggest crush on. Mm-hmm. And, I just thought they were amazing. Like, no matter what they did, I just was like, oh my God, like, I wish I could date that person or whatever. And then you cut to years later when you no longer have youth, and that kind of goes away. The chemical attractions are gone and all that. And I remember seeing a couple of people from high school and being like, oh my God, like you're really annoying. I can't be around you for more than 30 seconds. And I remember back in the day, older people saying, why do you like her? She's like a nightmare. I'm like, no, she's amazing. But that's youth and for men, like looks, but maybe for women too, but youth blinds, man. It blinds.
Definitely.
That's why it's not bad getting a little older. So in review, we don't like Jim Morrison. We did like Arthur Fonzarelli, Henry Winkler. We would date him.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
thought William Shatner as Captain Kirk. We were in.
Yeah,
and by the way, it was impressive with you guys. You were in with the older captain in 1982.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You guys were like all in. That was the first scene we saw.
Yeah.
We're very fair.
More than fair. More than fair.
Very fair.
I would say that. More than fair.
And then now, Tony Manero, a.k.a. Travolta at 23. He's in.
He's in. We're in.
Well, here's the thing on RGF Bonus. We just learn more and more every week, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, now, let's finally say goodbye. And, I don't know. I feel like I still want to go out with the Doors. One more time. Give me Touch Me, Please, on the Smothers Brothers. It's funny because Maria's a friend, Harula, who's a...
So sweet.
And an amazing musician.
Mm.
So it's Harula. And she's like, oh, my God, of course. She's like, yes. He fires on all cylinders. His poetry is amazing. The orchestration is amazing. I don't know. I guess I missed on this one. I know your boy Harry Styles was out all week long to impress this week. What's the matter?
He won't come on the show, and I've been on the pre-sale list for his tickets for literally like months. I'm on the pre-sale.
Here we go.
So I'm real. Could you help me out on that one?
What the?
Yeah, come on. If you can get us Harry Styles tickets, I'll work for free for a year.
I'm sure we could. We could get those tickets in like 2 seconds.
I have been trying for years.
Come on now. Come on, kids. Ba-da-ba-ba. Look at this. I got brass behind me. I got violins behind me.
It just reminds me of 30 Rock. Or no, not 30 Rock. School of Rock. Jack Black does it.
Yeah.
No, but you remember that footage?
Shout out to School of Rock and Guitar Hero. It really gave a second life to classic rock and roll.
You're right.
Guitar Hero, though, no one plays Guitar Hero anymore,
not
huh?
Anymore.
No.
Sad.
But we were huge fans.
It's fun, right?
I love Guitar Hero.
Quite good for mind connections, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Synapses in the brain.
Yeah.
Dr. Amen.
Shout out.
Remember I was going to do my bowling lessons and my cooking lessons?
How'd that go?
There's not a lot in the...
Maybe in the summer of heel.
In the cup.
Yeah.
Maybe in the summer heel. Definitely in the fall. I said to me, you know what? As much if I have to kill myself back east... Good news is when I come back, it's Christmas, then I'm happy. Touch me, babe. Anyway, you guys, everyone, have a wonderful weekend. For the Fab Five that stuck around for RGF Bonus, we love you most of all. Just like Dorothy said, and Scarecrow, I believe I shall miss you most of all. Come on, Kelsey. Stop it. You would love this guy. Pooji, I can see. But Kelsey, I think she'd be all in. Okay, so I talked to Jim. He's actually a lot more interesting than I thought.
Yeah. That sounds like me.
The date went well.
That sounds like me. Date went well.
Okay, you guys. Well, I don't know how to get out of RGF. Bonus.
Bye, everyone.
We just let the ball roll out of bounds.
Bye, bees.
Bye.
And go see Nick Cage's movie, you guys. If you want to see, you know, if sitting through the trailers of the films, you know, Nick Cage's film was a dramedy. Mm. And normally when you go see that kind of film, it's fun to see the trailers because you see all the other comedies, dramedies come out. The movie business is so in the gutter now that every film was either very, very dark.
Ooh.
Which I think is part of your generation, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think, or it was like the big giant Marvel movie. The only thing that looks beautiful is Elvis taking it back.
And Austin Butler.
Next week we should take a look at Elvis one of these weeks, which we've done before, but that looks like a beautiful old fashioned film masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And as I'm watching on Paramount, The Offer, if you love The Godfather, if you, a lot of the males, we look at that film like Dianetics. You know what I mean? It's like our guide for life. But any of you who is seeing The Offer, it's about the making of, it's really sad that we're not making those movies anymore. Between movies going down and TV going up and all writers and artists going over to TV, it's really sad. So if you miss a good 90-minute or longer experience of just a really good story rather than the big explosions or the big like franchise films. I mean, it's like right now it's just like Marvel in cartoons, animated Marvel. And you might get, like I said, some of these dark, really sick, twisted horror films.
Yeah.
So anyway, I encourage you, if you want to see a good film, the Nicolas Cage movie is amazing. And that's all. Bye, B.
Bye, B.